Radio reports. We'll start in the next segment right here. Just a little more follow-up on the Cowboy game. So after the game, here on the Ticket, we have what's called a post-game show. And it's hosted by the great Donovan and Norm Hitzkus.
Damn it!
And we found...
In what order?
That apparently there's a game, and people might not even know they're playing, but it's draw Norm off sides.
Surely he knows.
Boy, they as soon as the phone call is put on the air, they say, Norm. And they start going off on their rant, and he just raises up and...
Whoa.
I'm just kind of going to the background.
Let's lead up. We'll end on a high. We start with a guy who gets him into an old argument. This is John, and he is talking about the only reason the Cowboys got good was after the Herschel Walker trade. I don't know. He was just giving some Cowboy history here on the Ticket.
Where the Vikings gave us, what, 16 players for him? Allowing us to draft Emmitt Smith, who, let's get over this, was not really that good. It was, again, what we've been talking about, his offensive line.
That's total baloney.
Well, okay.
That's total baloney.
Wait, that's total baloney. Wait.
I'm sorry. When you take the pounding he did and kept going.
Well, he didn't take his, kind of like Aaron Rodgers, but no, he really did. He has a great offensive line.
And they had a great runner behind them.
Okay, would you trade Emmitt Smith for Barry Sanders?
No. No.
Really?
No chance.
Are you serious?
No chance. Barry Sanders had to be taken out of the game at the 5-yard line.
Why would not?
Because he could not run between the tackles. Barry Sanders, inside the 5-10 yard line, was not a good runner at all. He would stop.
What? Seriously, what about how Emmitt Smith never made contact with the defense until he was 5 yards downfield? He had an all-pro offensive line his whole career.
Sir, are you sighted?
Am I what?
Can you see?
Yes, I can.
Then you obviously didn't watch Cowboy games.
I did watch Cowboy games.
No, you didn't.
Did you see when he broke the record, when he passed the record and got the rushing record? He ran 20 yards without being touched because his line was carrying
him downfield. Congratulations, you found a play.
Every play.
Every play.
Every play. 5 yards. Every time he got a carry, he was basically 5 yards downfield.
Don't call with ridiculous stuff like that again.
Oh, come on.
Don't call with ridiculous stuff like that again. That's ridiculous.
So, I do like how, as time passes in history, we somehow can reduce Emmitt to never having even gotten touched until he was 5 yards down the field. And Barry Sanders to being yanked from the game if they were inside the 20-yard line. Like, I just...
And I thank you to not call again.
Here is Lyle.
Well, there's more.
Why did, after the play, Romo go over to Dez Bryant and explain to him what he was supposed to do on the play?
It's irrelevant. He still threw the ball, therefore it's his fault. I don't know why you...
So every interception is the quarterback's fault.
Absolutely.
So the Ogletree Ogletree interception was Romo's fault.
Ogletree sucks. He shouldn't have been throwing the ball anyway. So yeah, it is Romo's fault.
Who would you suggest he throws it to, sir?
Jason Witten.
The guy who dropped 5 passes in the last 2 weeks?
You've sat here all night.
Wait a minute! No, I didn't.
About how great Jason Witten did tonight.
He had a great game. He had a great game.
Moron than I already thought.
Well, if you'd have called last week, speaking of morons, you'd have said not to throw it to Jason Witten, right?
Well, I wouldn't have.
So you would have called last week and said throw it to Witten.
I absolutely would have.
Well, then he did today. And he threw it to Dez today. And Dez dropped 3 balls today.
And every time he didn't throw it to Jason Witten, the Chicago Bear had it running it for 6 points.
Do you understand what happened on the first interception?
Yes, he threw it directly to Charles Stillman.
Do you understand what was supposed to happen?
Not throwing it to Charles Stillman.
You don't have any concept of what was supposed to happen at all, sir.
I know exactly what happened.
You don't have any concept of what happened.
You're just being a Tony Romo apologizer. That's all you are.
I'm trying
that
to tell...
ever happened to Tony Romo's when that fat Jessica Simpson dumped his ass.
Lyle, I'm trying to tell you what the hell happened if you'd listen. But you don't want to hear, do you?
All right.
Did that really happen?
That's wonderful. Wow.
That's amazing.
Like if I'm scouting.
Man. Man.
It's like a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. The conversation just goes nowhere.
That was really phenomenal.
Yeah, wow. But like I told you, we're ending on a high. That's not even the high.
That's so, not the high?
But if I'm scouting and I'm like, how do I get Norm to jump off sides? What does he always fall for? The word apologist and whoever.
Right.
Tom Hicks, apologist, uh-huh. Tony Romo, apologist, Don Nelson, apologist, like whatever you want, I feel like that is, it gets right under the skin. And
you can see it coming, man. Around 11:30, someone called and he was about to start bubbling and I knew something good was going to happen that night. I just knew it. So I don't say too much.
Is your favorite one Kevin in Lancaster?
I believe so, yeah.
All
right. Let's go to Kevin in Lancaster. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple of quick things I'll mention here, but the one I think that this is a poorly coached team. They seem to not really have any kind of identity. They seem to not have, Jason Garrett has not really changed the culture as much as he, talks about, performing or establishing a culture of winning. He has not done that. And I don't think he's capable of it, to be honest with you. I think he's a poor evaluator of talent. Jerry Jones said he was going to be the one who had the talent in terms of there was not going to be a person on this team that Jason Garrett would not have. So we have to lay that at his feet, at least some of it. But also, too, we also got to look at Tony Romo. I mean, because there was a history of him turning the ball over. So, it's interesting. I know a lot of times people make excuses for him, but there's a history of him turning the ball over.
He had 10 turnovers last year total.
But he had 10 interceptions.
Yeah.
He had some fumbles. But look
around the league. Brady had more turnovers than Romo last year.
Okay, you're talking one season, but look at the times when he turned the ball over and said he turned the ball over two of those games.
Romo's not a turnover machine.
No, they would be 10-6 last year if Romo had not turned the ball over in two games.
Last year on the interception by the Jets, Dez Bryant broke a route and went long.
Volume went up.
No, and he threw the ball right where Dez was supposed to be.
It's always someone else's fault. There's a
No, it isn't. But the simplistic nature of this area is it must be the quarterback.
Norm, how many
then
years
let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get fine. Fire him. Fire the head coach. Well, what the hell do we do with the general manager is my question to you. What the hell do we do with him? What do we do with him? Why doesn't your criticism start with him?
Jerry Jones is going to go.
Garrett is not in charge of the talent on this team. Jerry Jones is in charge of it.
When he was hired as a head coach, Jerry Jones said every player on this field would be a player that Jason Garrett wants.
That's because he's offered 80 people and Garrett takes the best 45. He is not in charge of the roster. That is total baloney. That is not what Jerry said. He is not in charge of the roster and personnel.
There would not be a single person on this team that Jason Garrett does not want.
That's exactly right. Jerry said, here are your 80 players that I give you. Now, you must pick your team from that 80.
That's not what he said, Norm. But
that is absolute baloney, and that is wrong.
So then where is the problem then? Romo, he's been a turnover machine forever. He's been a turnover machine forever, Norm. He cost the Cowboys two games last year that would have them in the playoffs.
Which two?
The New York Jets game and the Detroit Lions game.
Okay, so Dez didn't have any responsibility for breaking his route on that play.
When? Tonight?
No, in the Jets game.
No, not at all. That was all a Romo, Norm. It is amazing the excuses
Kevin,
did you make.
Did you read after the game the accounts of the game?
It is always somebody else's fault, Norm.
It is not always somebody else's fault. A quarterback makes mistakes.
Before Dez Bryant got on his team, what about all those turnovers before Dez Bryant got on his team, Norm? He's had a history of turning the ball over. This guy does not value the football enough.
How does he get the rating he does if he turns it over all the time? How is he the highest rated quarterback in the fourth quarter active? How is he? Hey, there's no question Romo makes mistakes. I'm not trying to say he doesn't. But first of all, that's total bullsh about him having control of talent. That is total bullsh.
Don't scare me like that, man.
No, it's total. That's total.
Well, am I on this post-game show?
Yeah, when are you going to talk?
Well, when it's going like that, I don't need to say a word. I'm helping out everyone around here. I'm helping out the Metroplex by turning my mic off.
There might be something to what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to know.
Norm's got to
know how the game is flowing.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
Norm's handling it well.
Bullsh.
I can't believe Norm has started to say that now.
We've infiltrated Norm's mind.
He's like, wow.
Come on, Scrooge.
That's a great way to work that word in without saying it. What an amazing exhibition. And as many are pointing out, do you almost want the Cowboys to lose games if it leads to that?
Well, the thing is, it's good either way, right?
Man,
if they win, you're pretty happy and everything's going fine.
He was teetering right from the jump. You can absolutely tell that it was about to go down.
Man,
there was no doubt about it.
I love the moment in the call when you can feel it turn, you know?
And
there always is one.
And I just
sometimes it's right away.
I just want you to realize when that moment happens, imagine me, mic off, arms folded, enjoying everything that's going on.
Kind of just lean back in the chair and put your feet up.
If I'm lucky enough to be doing this in 25 or 30 years or whatever it is, I hope I care 10% as much as he does. He can't care that much. He's been doing this 50 years. He can't be that passionate about everything.
That's why he cares, Bob.
You ever hear him do a live spot?
Yeah, and he can't care that much.
Oh, the carrot.
They carpet their floors. It's amazing carpet.
Oh, so soft.
You could practically lay on the carpet. It's so soft.
Rich woods, indirect lighting.
Oh.
I hate direct lighting. It's indirect, right? Oh, I love you so much, Norm. It's 2:13 on the ticket.
Do not ever call this station again.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC.